Hey everyone, Derek Bros here, back with another walk and talk from Morelia, Mexico. And I got a few things on my mind today, so I'm going to share them. We're going to talk about the freedom movement. We're going to talk about taking action in your lives to make sure that you and your family and your loved ones actually have a future from here on into, you know, the seven generations and beyond, and what it's going to take. But first, I want to start by reminding you guys that I have an event, an activation as we call it, coming up in January. We're almost actually 30 days away, I think we're like 32 days away from the Greater Reset 4 co-creation taking place here in Morelia, Mexico, and live in Central Texas with John Bush, and live online at our website, thegreaterreset.org, for totally free to watch online from the comfort of your home. But also on our website, you can organize local watch parties, or what we're calling activation hubs, if you want to get out in your community and invite your community to come meet at a park or meet at your house or some local venue or community center and host a gathering and watch the Greater Reset in person and hear the solutions. Because yes, there are 40 plus speakers sharing amazing ideas, but this is the kind of event, the activation, that you want to take notes, because we're going to be dropping solutions every day, totally free, for like, I think it's 5 hours plus a total of content for 5 days in a row. So it's a lot of material. And then, as always, you can watch it for free on our website afterwards. So like right now, you can go to thegreaterreset.org, check out the video tab that says replays, and then just, you can see the past things we've done in the last 2.5 years. You can see 100 plus hours of content, solutions focused. That's the difference. Not just people talking about problems, but solutions focused content in the areas of permaculture, mental, physical, spiritual health, getting off big tech, taking our tech back, building independent homesteads and intentional communities and eco-villages, and building parallel networks, agorism. That's the five focus themes that we talk about in the Greater Reset. So you can find talks on that from the past events. And in the coming up one, in January 18th to 22nd, 2023, our theme is co-creation. So in addition to those five main themes, the overall arching theme is co-creation. How can we co-create the world that we want for 2030 and beyond? If we reject the Great Reset and Agenda 2030, then what is our world going to look like? This is something we need to think about, we need to talk about, we need to spend our energy manifesting. Not just talking and not just praying, not just meditating, although those things have value, but really putting action behind our words and our intentions to create the world that we want. That's what it's going to take. And part of that for us is the Greater Reset Initiative, the People's Reset, saying, let's not just give in to this idea that you're going to own nothing and be happy. Instead, let's create an alternative. Because it's 2022, it's about to be 2023, my friends, and their vision is 2030. That means we're 7 years away from when they would like to complete their goals of a net zero world, technocratic world, where smart cities and 5G and 6G and beyond, the internet of humans, the internet of bodies, transhumanism, all these kinds of ideas, in the name of fighting against the climate or stopping the pandemic or whatever other excuse they need to use. That's the world they're creating. And so myself, John Bush, Ramiro Romani, Miriam Gomez, Rebecca Bush, the Freedom Cell Network, the Conscious Resistance, we refuse to do nothing and just wait and assume, oh, okay, they win, we're going to own nothing and that's it. Or to be thinking that politics is going to save us, or thinking that violence is the answer. Instead, we believe in building alternatives, creating parallel systems, competing with these systems better, opting out of the slavery systems so that we can build something that we actually want to be a part of. That's what the Greater Reset's about. And that's really what I want to just share today in general. This whole talk is because, you know, like I'm thinking how, let me think about this. I'm thinking about the Greater Reset and then the Freedom Cell Network, and now my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, how these are all focused on solutions. Solutions, ideas for getting out of the slavery systems, as I said, and for building or supporting or creating or being a part of alternative systems. And this isn't going to be just an easy thing that can happen overnight. It's going to take effort, time, energy, money in some cases. It's going to take learning new skills. It might take lifestyle changes. It might take making new circles of friends. Some people it means moving different cities, towns, states, countries, what have you, depending on your needs and your desires. But the point is, it's going to take action. And, you know, when I look around the so-called truth, freedom movement, I don't always see a lot of action. And this thought here is coming from a conversation with Miriam, my partner Miriam, that we were just... It's been an ongoing conversation I've had with a few friends. I often get compliments of people saying, like, wow, Derek, you do so many different things. You make documentaries, you write books, you have these different types of content, and how do you do it all? And, you know, people complimenting for the amount of work I do. And I'm not saying everybody should keep up with me. Also, I don't have kids, so that's one thing. I'm willing to admit that because I'm not dealing with kids, you know, I have more energy maybe than some of my friends at the moment. But the point is that people compliment me for the amount of work and things I put into this, but it's really just, I'm not anything special. I mean, a passionate guy, I'm good at managing my time, those are skills, but it's really just that I know how valuable and how important it is to make sure that myself, my loved ones, and I'm hoping my family and anybody who I can influence can have a better future if they start thinking about the technocratic state and how to avoid the clutches of it and the digital slavery that they're trying to build for us. And at the very least, trying to have a conversation about what that means and how we want to interact with technology and all these kinds of things. So I'm trying to get people to think about that and to ask these questions and to consider what it means to be free in this emerging digital dystopian technocratic prison, right? And when I look around the freedom movement, I don't necessarily see the freedom truth movement, conspiracy movement, liberty movement, whatever you want to say, all the merging, intersecting movements. I don't really see so many people who actually are doing things. Like I said, this came out of a conversation with Miriam. We were just kind of reflecting and realizing, oh, we do know a lot of people in the quote-unquote movement, but not all of them, very few of them even, maybe less than a quarter of them are activists in any way. Now, I think activism can take a lot of different forms, but I generally don't think activism ends or begins with only posting things on the internet, right? So I have friends who are content creators who reach hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people in some cases, but they themselves admit, like, yeah, I'm hardly an activist because that's just, it's not, you know, it's like slacktivism, digital activism. It isn't, you know, it can be effective, but I don't think it's truly a form of activism, especially if that's all you're doing. So there are a lot of people in the quote-unquote movement who know what's going on in the world. Many of you watching this, of course, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But what are they doing? What are they actually doing? Are they just consuming content, watching a dozen different YouTube channels or Rumble channels or Odyssey channels or podcasts or BitChute channels or what have you? And then what? Then what do they do? Go to bed afraid, scared, nervous, or apathetic, feeling like hopeless, defeated? Obviously, it's important to get information. I put out journalistic reports and articles and videos and documentaries and books to try to educate people. Obviously, I want people to watch those things. But I always try to, you know, temper my work with a hint of a solution, or at least encouraging the conversation about solutions and not leaving people feeling hopeless. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if we have this freedom, liberty, health, freedom, truth, whatever movement, but most of the people involved aren't really activists in the sense of doing anything. They're just kind of watching the show. So if we're not really putting the action behind our words and we're just watching the infotainment and consuming the information, then, I mean, are we really a freedom movement? Are we really a truth movement? I mean, I guess being after the truth is one thing, but I guess in my mind, the goal is to take the step towards doing something about it, right? Like, okay, now I've officially become awake. I'm part of the truth movement. I'm pursuing truth. I'm spreading truth. Now, at some point, don't we need to do more than that? Especially if we see what's coming. We see this tyranny, this prison that's being built around us. Shouldn't we try to avoid it? Shouldn't we try to exit from it? And if you haven't quite figured out by now that politics isn't going to save things, you know, for those of you who might be waiting for Trump to come back or Ron DeSantis or whoever the Democrats throw up after Biden ages out, I don't know what it's going to take, my friends, but that's a dead-end game. Thinking that you can win playing politics, thinking that the problems we have and the depth of the depravity that we're facing is going to be solved at the ballot box, it's silly. But also falling into the trap and thinking that since the ballot box won't work, we should go to the bullet box, that's a mistake as well. We have to be wary of not becoming the monsters that we're fighting. And we will do that if we use the tactics that have been used through history and failed us. We have to think deeper. And for me, that means exit and build. Counter-economics, agorism, exiting from the slavery systems, building new systems, or supporting those who are already building those systems in whatever way you can, right? That's what the Greater Reset's about. That's what the Freedom Cell Network's about. That's what my new book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, is about. And I don't know if I've already said this, but you can download the book for free at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to, or you can order it on Amazon, I think on Amazon, but for some reason, last I checked, they were saying it was out of stock, which is weird. I don't know if they're being a little fishy, but you can get it on Barnes & Noble, I know, and some other international retailers. Just search How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, second edition, or just buy it directly through my website at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. You'll see the link. Anyways, all of these efforts are about trying to get the freedom truth movement to wake up again. It's not enough to just know the truth or to pursue the truth. If you see the truth, then you have to take action, because the consequence of not taking action, my friends, is that you are selling out the future generations. So if you do have children and you're just watching the show and watching it get worse, then you are selling out your own children and any coming future generations. And I fight every day for my nieces and my nephews and any of my potential future children. And even if I never have children, for the coming kids, generations who are going to be born into the technocracy if we do nothing. The idea here is that if we exit and build, we start focusing on creating alternative systems that when the new generations come in, at the very least, they will have a choice and they can decide between the technocratic state and the smart city and the transhumanism and whatever else we build. Because I have some ideas, many of us have ideas. We're trying to build outside of their food systems, their education systems, their banking systems, etc. But none of us really know what it's going to look like. We have to build it, and that's the beautiful thing. It's not easy. It's going to take work. It's going to take lifestyles, adjustments, and like I said, money, time, energy. It's going to take effort, blood, sweat, tears, struggle, making new friends, losing friends and family probably. But I believe this is why we're here, that this is the task of our generation, however old you are and hearing this. This is our task, to put aside our differences and to put aside our own petty garbage and our ego and our fears and our doubts and our insecurities, and to create the next stage for those who are coming, because they're depending on us. We are taught in our indigenous communities to focus on the coming seven generations and beyond, and we need to do that now, because we have 7 years till Agenda 2030 is either completed or near completed. That's the goal of these technocrats, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the banking families who control them behind the scenes. And we have a choice. Stand by and do nothing, and then you will own nothing and be miserable. Believe that violence is the way, and then be labeled a terrorist and arrested and lose everything that you've been fighting for, or exit from these systems as quickly as possible and safely as possible, and start focusing on building new systems, alternative ways of organizing our lives and our affairs. That's what I'm focused on, my friends. That's what the exit and build idea that I talk about and how to opt out of the technocratic state is all about. That's what the Greater Reset is about. That's what the Freedom Cell Network is about. That's what all of my work is about, is trying to get you guys to pay attention to the world around you. And if you already are awake, then start asking yourself, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if they say that you can't use cash, or private crypto is not allowed, or that your kids can't go to the school without a shot, or that you can't get a bank account without the new digital ID or the digital wallet, or that you can't travel without facial recognition scanning? Will you comply because it's easier, or will you change your behavior and adjust your behavior in the interest of your privacy and your liberty and your future? That's what I'm asking you to contemplate and to think about, my friends. And that's pretty much all I want to share. I came to the park today just with the intention of sharing these thoughts, and I hope you've enjoyed them. You can find all my work and everything I do at theconsciousresistance.com. Check out the new book. Stay tuned for my new album from 33 called Transmutation. I'll tell you more about that. I got some new articles and videos and reports coming soon. If you haven't checked out The Pyramid of Power yet, 17-part documentary series, we've released 12 episodes so far. You can check it out at thepyramidofpower.net. And the Greater Reset, thegreaterreset.org. Until next time, my friends, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.